Mark, you want to sit down? Detective Mark with the Manhattan Police Department. Watching enough TV, and I'm sure you know about your rights. You've the right to remain silent. Anything you say can only be used against you in a court of law. The right to talk with a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. If you can afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning if you so desire. If you make a statement or answer any questions, you have the right to stop at any time. Do you understand the rights as I've read them to you?
Yes.
Okay, if you want to just, if you say yes, just initial next there, print and sign your name. Information right, you go by Jamar.
Yes, sir.
Your name Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your date of birth 9/11/80.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have any nicknames or anything?
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine.
My nerves is gone. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You don't have any nicknames?
Okay.
Huh? In the system, we got stuff for you.
What do you have?
Do you know your nickname?
People call me all kinds of stuff.
What do they call you?
Superman.
They call you Superman?
Yeah.
What else they call you?
Skinny Pimp.
Skinny Pimp? Okay. You live. You live right there at 9th Ave, right?
Yes, sir.
How many cars do you have registered to you?
One.
Just one? What type of car is that?
Blue Cadillac.
Blue Cadillac? Okay. You know a guy named Drake? Never heard the name Drake before?
No, I don't know no Drake.
Okay. He knows you. He says he bought some drugs from you.
Drake?
Yep.
I don't know no Drake.
You don't know any Drake?
I don't know no Drake at
all.
Okay.
Do you know a guy named Juice?
Juice? I know two Juice. One of them is my cousin, baby daddy.
Okay. What's his real name? You don't know? You just know street names?
That's all I know from him is Juice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you know a guy by the name of Ty? Good nickname, Ty?
Yeah, I know a Ty.
What's Ty's name?
Taiwan.
Taiwan? What about any females named Shantae?
Yeah, I know Shantae.
You know Shantae?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How well you know Shantae?
So. Not really like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever go by the nickname Juice? No. Not Juice. Junk?
Yeah, people call me that sometimes.
People call you Junk? And so, Superman.
Okay.
Well, but you don't know any boys named Drake?
I don't know. Nobody named no Drake.
You never heard of a boy named Drake?
Nope.
What about Adrian? Ever heard a guy named Adrian? He used to drive an Explorer.
Adrian. Did they call him something else or something?
Drake? Or Dre?
I don't.
Okay. So you never lent someone named Drake or anybody some drugs on credit?
I don't know no Drake at
no,
all.
No Drake.
No.
Okay. He picked you out of a photo lineup. He said you had given him some drugs for credit.
I don't know how he can do that.
You don't know him?
don't know how you can do that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you've been identified as being involved in a home invasion of his house.
By whom?
By one of those people I just listed.
By one of the people you just... I don't know no Drake. I don't know no Juice. I know Taiwan and I know Shantae.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay. So how can they say... Okay, go ahead with this. I'm not understanding this.
Okay, you were identified. Your car was used.
My car was used.
Have you lent anyone your car?
Yeah, I did lend somebody my car.
Who'd you lend your car to?
Taiwan and Shantae.
Taiwan and Shantae?
Yeah.
Who else was with them?
I don't know.
Okay, when was that?
Shit, I don't know when that. He said there was... He kept harassing me about them taking him somewhere. I told him I was in my bed, I wasn't getting out of bed, and I wasn't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, let me use your car, bring it right back, this and that. So I let him use my car.
Mm-hmm.
He brought it right back.
Mm-hmm. And Shantae was with him?
I think he went to pick her up.
That Taiwan?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Taiwan McKeithen?
Yeah. So, you mean to tell me somebody did something and now they got my name involved in it?
Mm-hmm. Say you were involved.
Taiwan said I was involved.
I didn't say it was Taiwan. It's one of the people I talked about before. Have you been involved in any home invasions?
No, sir.
You haven't been involved in any?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know when you go do a home invasion with people and you're the one that's covered up and they're not, they're going to get caught and they're going to give your name up. Especially when they do things like steal stuff.
I didn't steal shit. I don't know what the hell is going on. I didn't do shit.
Okay.
I didn't been in no home invasion. I don't do shit like that. I fight. I smoke my little bud.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You've never heard of a guy named Drake?
I never heard of no Drake. I don't know who Drake is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a damn Drake at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of Drake.
So Taiwan and Shantae borrowed your car?
Yeah.
Well, why would they say you were there with them?
I don't know why the hell they'll say that.
Okay, I don't know either.
I don't know why the hell they'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get locked up just by somebody saying my name?
When all the facts match up, yeah.
Oh my God! Oh my God, this is crazy. I never did no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not involved in no shit like that. I don't get down like that. I don't rock like that at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do shit like that. And you can check my whole fucking background. I never did no motherfucking robberies or no shit like that. If I did have to go out there and do something, being real, I go out there and motherfucking hustle before I do some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing like that on my damn background. I don't do shit. I don't steal none of that.
So you never owed anybody money because your name has been put in that by not just the people involved with robbing him, but by the guy that was robbed. He knew your name.
I don't know how he know me and I don't know him. That's amazing to me that somebody...
You
just
give drugs out on credit.
No, I don't care.
I'm not the drug police.
No, I'm not. I don't give no damn drugs out on no damn credit. I smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I used to fuck around. I stopped when all my homeboys stopped going to jail for 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
On the other shit, I left that alone. I haven't touched a piece of crack or cocaine
mm-hmm.
since I've been, 23, 24 years old. I'm 32 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they threw your name in it.
I don't know how the hell Adrian, the person who say he got robbed, how the hell he can say that and he don't know me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen this. Let me see a picture of him. I ain't never seen him in my life. Oh, hell no.
You never seen him?
Hell no. Okay. I ain't never seen him before.
Okay.
That's a damn lie. If you a real detective, you get the truth on this shit.
I already have. I figured it out. You were there with the two of them, and you committed a home invasion.
How the hell you get that?
Because that's what they told me.
So you're just going to take their word and say, fuck me?
Well, both of them gave me the same story.
God.
I don't know why they both
spoke against you. They've been together. They together. They fuck with each other.
Okay, well, they both gave me the same story.
They both fuck with each other,
and
man.
And neither of them was wearing a mask during the incident. You were the only one that got to wear a mask.
I don't know nothing about no mask, no incident, none of that shit. These two fuck with each other, okay? Mm-hmm. He might have had a problem with me because she gave me some oral sex one time or something. That's the only mm-hmm. thing I think he might have got mm-hmm. some
evidence. He's involved in it, too. It's not like he's getting out of it.
It's not about being getting out of it. Why the fuck would they throw my name in? I ain't got nothing to do it. Then you sitting here telling me, oh, I got to the bottom of it already. It's not like you even did know it. You just come lock me up and then tell me, oh, you were involved in this, and that's case closed. That's what you just basically telling me.
Because I locked up everybody else.
I know. I understand you locked up everybody. I understand that. You're doing your job. Mm-hmm. I understand it. I respect that 100%. But I feel like a real detective wouldn't just go off what people say. He would do some detecting.
I'm not going off what people say. I'm going off what people who were there say. This ain't what we call hearsay in the police world. I know you know what hearsay is.
I know
that'd be what someone on the street said.
I know. I seen 48 hours. I see how detectives are going there, switch stuff around to try to get somebody to say this. Well, you got the wrong person right now. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. and that you can tell me about them saying this and saying that. That's going to get me to say I was doing something that I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck they got themselves into. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to God that you really do some more work on this, because I didn't fucking do this, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what fucking night it was. I don't know. But yes, I did lend them my damn car one time. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. And it was maybe like, it wasn't even that long. I was home in the bed. My grandma can't even be left alone. I stay at the house with her almost every day. Mm-hmm. I leave the house maybe 10, 15 minutes. I come right back.
Mm-hmm.
She home, mom. I take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
I really want you to really do some more research on this shit, because they lying on me. That's mm-hmm. one thing I can tell you, man. Honest mm-hmm. to God truth, man. They lying on me, man.
How tall are you?
5'5", 5'6".
How much you weigh?
145.
You know anyone that looks like you?
It's a lot of people who look like me.
Mm-hmm. How many of them drive a car like yours?
It's a couple of people who drive Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what people you know that hang with those two that look like you that will go do a home invasion?
You gotta understand. These, listen to me. These two are smokers.
Mm-hmm.
They hang with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, only reason me and Taiwan was cool because he used to get movies for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. We grew up around each other. He got some movies for me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Download some movies for me and shit like that. That was it. Man, you got, man, real talk, man. Please. Mm-hmm. Do some more investigation, because they just lying on me, man.
Okay.
It gotta be somebody else. It gotta be. It damn sure ain't me, man. I'm telling you.
Have you heard about any home invasions? Can you lead me in another direction other than the one that points directly at you? Have they talked about any?
They told me one time they was talking about taking something from a little dude, some 16-year-old or some shit like that, taking something from him. He had some money or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know nothing about that shit. I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't hearing nothing else about it or whatever. But mm-hmm. Far as home invasion, no, I don't know nothing about no home invasion. I heard about some robberies at a Family Dollar and shit like that. But not no damn home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
you've been placed in by co-conspirators. It's not a good place to be.
I know, but I'm just seeing, like, it just basically two motherfuckers who gonna got themselves in some shit, and they like, hold on, look, I guess throw him in this too. He not his whole car.
Well, if you knew something about it, then
I didn't know they was going to do that. They said they was going. I thought they was going to do it or something.
Mm-hmm.
For real, that's mm-hmm. what I thought they was going to fuck.
Did they talk about it afterwards?
No, they was looking all funny.
Mm-hmm.
Came back, brought my damn keys, and both of them all ass. They ain't say shit to me. Real talk, that's the honest God truth, man. I'm a real man. Mm-hmm. I don't got no reason. Like, I don't do stupid shit like that. I'm not robbing nobody. Mm-hmm. I got two fucking kids. I never shot twice. Mm-hmm. Not by no gang shit. One time I was at a club. Next time it was in the damn street. Both times nobody was trying to shoot me or no shit like that. I just got shot. Mm-hmm. My life been kind of fucked. My homeboy just got killed. I know you don't want to hear all this shit. My homeboy Lorenzo just got shot in the head.
Why not? Some little kid.
Thank you. I've been kind of fell back from the street because these little boys and mm-hmm.
Well, that's happened before then.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know. I understand what I'm saying, mm-hmm. though. Understand what I'm saying. All this shit that's been going on, I've been in my house with my grandma every day for almost 2 years, man. Mm-hmm. I haven't been doing nothing.
What time she go to bed?
She don't go to bed, really. She up coughing all night, or she calling my name for me to come in there and bring her some water, or I'm calling 911 for her. Mm-hmm. I just want you to please just don't look at me as, all right, I got the case closed, this a criminal. No, man, please. Sometimes you have innocent people mm-hmm. who get jammed up in situations, man. For real.
You got juice?
Yeah, I know juice. Yeah, okay. I know. I told you, that's my little cousin, baby dad.
Do you ever go to the hotel? There at,
Hotel?
Let's see if I find the name of it for you. The Delta? Delta Motel?
Do I go there?
You ever been there?
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Years ago. My girlfriend used to stay and behind the wood mm-hmm. shit back day, but I ain't never like go stay at no Delta or no shit like that.
What's your phone number?
593-5769.
Chante.
Mm-hmm.
Looks different with her hair cut off, doesn't it?
Yeah. I couldn't tell her first.
Have you ever been to Shantae's house?
Nah, I never been in there.
Never been in there? You know where it is?
Yeah, the street is on.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to Shantae's house with Ty?
No, he'd be already there.
Mm-hmm. But you met him there?
Like to take him to the house to get my flash drive for my movies. Go right down the street to his house, get my movie, I drop him back off on that street right there where I was at, and I go ahead tomorrow.
Have you ever seen Ty with some Wii games, some video games?
I'm nothing about a video game.
Nothing about any games?
Not a Wii game. I got an Xbox and a PlayStation 3. That's all I play in my room.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to jump around here. I mean, you're saying you don't know anything. Home invasion was done. Looking for money, looking for this Drake guy, because he owed you money. That's what they say. That's what they say.
I don't know no Drake.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Well, they say that you went in there. Shante went to the front door with you and Ty. And Shante got the female to open the door. And they went in. You and Ty. Is he Ty or Ty? What's it?
Ty.
Ty. Yeah. I got Nick's nickname mixed up.
Yeah.
Went in, and during that, there was no Drake there, because he'd left. He'd been gone. There's a female and her 12-year-old daughter. And the female got hit, beat up a little bit. Her 12-year-old got pushed around a little bit. Don't know nothing about it.
I don't know nothing about that. Nothing but.
Okay. Okay. Well then, I will look into it more, like I said, but you're put in it right now.
Man, that's all I ask you. That's all I ask you. Please, because it got to be, it's more to this. It got to be somebody else. They, why the fuck would they throw my name in?
I don't know. You
That's what's really egging me right now. It's like, why would you throw my name in? Is it somebody else you scared of? Then you don't want to tell on them? And you pick the man who's sitting in the house with his grandma all the time? You know what I'm saying? That's what's really bothering me. But that's all I can tell you, man. I just hope you really do some more investigating, because I ain't had nothing to do with this shit, man. Real talk. I don't get down like that. You can check all my damn, check my background, my record, and all that shit, man. I don't do shit like that. I ain't never been involved in no shit like that. I don't do shit like that. So that's why I don't understand why the fuck I'm here. It's kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? I feel real damn fucked up because I'm locked up for something I ain't had nothing to do with.
Okay. Well, get these warrants served on you by... You can come out here, sheriff's officer will give you the warrants. January 18th, 2013, 4:45 p.m. End of interview.